there and there's a picture. Well, thank you so much, honorable members. I'd like to welcome you to this meeting. And it is a very important meeting whereby we will be looking at, where we will be considering and adopting our draft report on the fourth quarter expenditure, as well as the third quarter expenditure. So our business today is mainly around health, but also we have to try and catch up in terms of adoption of minutes. I'm told we've got about 6 sets of minutes, which means something can go right. Well, as we postpone adoption, it means some of the key resolutions that we take will not be implemented. So I think it is an improvement area for all of us, so that we make sure that we adopt minutes to allow for implementation to take place. And indeed, in the previous meeting, there was a request that we look at our program of action. So we will also allow members to assist through the program of action if the matter was not brought to us by the DA. But then, as you know, honorable members, anyone who sponsors a matter for discussion here, that matter becomes our matter, and then we take a resolution as a collective. Am I correctly? Thank you very much. But thank you for bringing that matter. So we will be looking at it, and then we will allow the DA to lead us in brief us on the matter that they brought up, and then we will then discuss and resolve as a collective. Honorable member and co-founder.
Good morning, Honorable Tay, Honorable Members. We have two apologies today, one from Mr. Kwangwa and Honorable Logonan.
Two apologies? You accept the apologies?
Uh,
they alluded. But it also they say that they can then decide on the changes from time to time. But that's not the issue that I want to raise. The issue is that how long or how many apologies can one submit over the course of time? If you might find a member that submits an apology indefinitely or in a meeting and then obviously they accept the apology. Now, the concern that I have with that is that there might be oversight, for example, and then all of a sudden the people appear from nowhere. Or from some regard, but and then you might have, for example, and let me just think, like, you know, they have members that attend every meeting here, and they then might be disadvantaged and excluded from one of those at the expense of somebody who has an apology. So, and then you might, yeah, so that's the point I want to make.
Okay, any comments? Any questions?
Thank Honourable Chair. I support what Professor Kim is saying. We want to raise the change in the policy before. And then we say when there is a trip or study group, we prioritize the members that frequently attend of the meeting. Because others, they are not just the members here, they are just alternates that come from. When we're going for Mumpotin, we got a apology that we got in the bottom of here. We did it on overseas the for the committee. I think it should be fair for me that whenever we do things, we prioritize the members of the committee. They always come to the meeting. And we send the organizer to them.
Can you check on all those members who have made a submission and send them a report? Honorable member Manana?
Yes, thank you very much.
So now we are on item number 3, which is the report, the draft report of the committee, from the work that was done by the committee, considering the decision to return to the what do you want us to do about?
It's not only people here, it's also headed to get to. And in my view, it doesn't really apply to any amendment. But I think that we must take it page by page so that we must not have to comment.
I'm tempted to request that we seek this advice. This one is actually more than me, so I'm going to get ready to do it.
On the parliament, it's better to go through page by page. and then we impose on it, because it's not the first time to say that we never send the amendment or whatever. It doesn't mean that we did not see the report. So it's better that we go through the report page by page, and then after that, maybe what the chair is saying, if we think that there is more job that needs to be done on this report, we can further input on it on Friday if we need a local consultation.
Okay. And
another
proposal,
is it something to the old that I don't have to do? the issues raised in the report are linked to what you'll be picking up in the budget future or tomorrow, mm-hmm. even the document. For the expenditure issues, the things we picked up, the Department of Health, all those issues. If you read today that Honorable Magdalena Pagadet said, include a link, we can have it. And then when we have PDO next week on Tuesday, just after we can click that, we can apply ourselves to it. Because it's things that we're also, some of them might even again put into our report for MPPS and the adjustment section. Because there were areas of unexpenditure, it might be picked up that some of them have made requirements and shift to it interlinked. So to apply yourself to it is actually, I support it, it's good. To adopt it, you can find time even next week or whatever. To apply it, it helps you and it helps us. For next week or Tuesday, when you see TVO just afterwards, having received input from the honorable members, we'll include them in the report and then we'll highlight it. And when you see TVO, we'll link them right at the end just to get it out of the desk. Then, if it's out of the floor, then we focus on anything. Yeah.
I know you can only
advise. Yes,
that's why I agreed with you to say that we can afford not to pay because it's seeming we are not ready. But to go through it, because when we are not out there in the medium term as a policy statement, we'll be in a position to understand because we have this report to say under expenditure and so on. It will also prepare us for tomorrow. We know what is happening, we know what is happening. Just to go through page by page without saying we are approving, to refer, as my colleague was saying, it was not done. Let us just refer and then we'll be noting something while we are being paid.
Let me
check,
who has a copy for now? one thing that we need to hamper still our future.
If we sit our hands, and that's the problem that I'm having in the past with me here, is people that come in to think, and they take more than we are given four questions, but they are not given any time. They babble along and they tell us stories, and a lot of the stories are not true. We must listen to them. So I think if we sit our time, and I'm not for one thing, I'm not for one thing, I say, if we do that, we wouldn't have been in this situation. And that's what. So we just need to learn from this, and then we would have been approved, for example, that report by some funders who let's work together on this, and we will see. So yes, of course, it's something that shouldn't happen, but at least we need to learn from something.
Thank you very much. I'm sure we all are taking our family and then even the staff members not to get one time. Everybody, I really want to be a doesn't show any debate, it shows plenary questions for auto compliance. And then if I go to the 22nd, I think that's where I think on the 22nd, that's when I see that item number 6 is a debate on the 2016 medium term budget policy statement. So what I'm saying then is that in our program indicates that what? That there's a debate on the 9th, where also, yes, okay, that's the one that I want to do. Yeah, so I think at the time that for me, if you are looking at the major project to have an extra parliamentary program, because of the major changes.
Okay, well, I'm not going to be able to answer that. I'm looking for you to stand, but I thought it was, okay. Yes, but could we then, in that case, be given, is it in case of a later date on the 22nd? The first one doesn't have a date yet, but I could be wrong on this one.
Okay.
But by the time I read this one, then that one is the date.
What's the date on the parliamentary
calendar? Oh.
As agreed to by the NA program committee on?
Yeah, this is an option that I received, so there isn't a date on yet, so...
Because there's usually a date underneath which date was agreed on by the parliamentary committee.
Thank you for inviting me. Then perhaps it is a trick when we get the latest program from the committee secretary that if she has it in a position that we also come back, this is okay, the latest parliamentary program.
Okay, so are we in agreement? Honourable Brothers, are we in agreement?
Yes.
Honourable Member, Chairperson?
No, Chairperson, I just remembered that we do have a learned friend in the committee, Honourable Mark. And he hasn't said anything.
Can we make
use of chat talking with people? Thank you, Honourable Chair. One of the things I've learned from my career, sometimes
it's a good time. We have to air to
the house and collect it. Anything I say, I can just be
down and help you. I'm sure you agree with us.
I'm also aware of the fact that in my profession that he who acts for himself has a fool for his life.
He who acts for himself?
Has a fool for his life.
recall that we have said in the previous meeting that we must complete that meeting we said before after the adoption of the budget. But on further looking at what is likely to be going on next year, I thought that, and this is the issue we raised before the meeting, before this meeting, we might not have time as a committee to go on to the meeting, because immediately after the budget, Parliament will then go through the budget again, which takes about 2 months to somewhere in June. And we know that July, August, and the week, I think the research has advised that the German Parliament will be sometime. Every December is a bit of a difficult period for the January next year will probably be too late, should be forward. There's no effort on it. So looking at next year's next year, it will be a big test. And if we postpone it to next year after February, might just not get an answer. So, I want to put a proposal before the committee that we go on a certain tour during the January committee period. I know that we have spent ourselves a great time for that. But I think if we plan properly between now and that time, we might be able to cover a lot of ground in terms of the work that we want to do and still be able to go on the territory. The last time we had a discussion on where we would like to go, there was a proposal that we go to Germany and speak at the because they seem to have the best appropriation committee. I don't know how they call it, and in terms of how they work as committee of parliament, of their parliament, that's where we could learn some of the best practices. So I thought that we should reconsider the decision we took in the committee and consider taking it during the January committee of oversight of and if we agree, then we should start the recovery study process now. That's the proposal. The big thing about the 80 December period, but as you can see from our process, we might have to force to meet December. As Parliament might have to meet December to complete the MCPS process. So it might actually not be possible. And as I said earlier on, remember, it's a nuclear assembly that earlier possible.
Then as early as then the other proposal that they will consider going on financial to Germany, but please listen to me carefully, Germany and stroke or Sweden in January. And the committee week in January is starts from the 24th of January to the 8th of February. So there is a proposal on the table. And also, it would indicate, do you go, for how long will you be away from Parliament? 1 week, 2 weeks? And also, who will determine if we have a budget? Now the letter is in your hand, Germany and so or Sweden. So members pronounce themselves on the proposal on the table. And there must be a properly written concept document on what is it that we want to go and do there. And we must look at it, yes, and also compute on it.
But to take the 2 days, also what the chair said, this country and this country or this country. I think it's correct. It would depend whether they approve it. But what we wish that the committee is that 2 weeks in these two countries for. And I would say that if I said to say that maybe if this submission can be done as early as it can, because now we are about to close it, actually. If we don't send it as early as we can, we may find that the parliament will be closed and they won't really consider our request going forward. Thank you.
All right. Any other input?
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. I want to support my two colleagues. And I think it is extremely important for us because, you know, appropriation is a new committee. And we only started in 2009. So we need much more than the other committees. In the last term, I was in the for the committee on justice, and we visited Germany because you know we had enough time to see the lower court, the upper court, the constitutional court, the committee. We came back much more knowledgeable than in the other trips that I went with other committees, which were quite short and not properly. I can still remember everything about it more than I did go with other committees, but the preparation is key, and the time, the period of being there, because as Dr. Nakofe is saying, the 2 days will be blind.
Okay,
thank you, Madam Chair. I want to give the call to West for everybody. I think the time suggestion is in the far back time. At the end of the year, we're very tired and worn out. And so I want to make at the beginning of the year, I'm fresh, ready to get started again. Much better time to do that. For us, as well as the people who are going to the I would support that as well. So I think in our motivation,
documents for see how committed we are. Thank you. Only minutes here. Where's the report?
Which two?
This is cool, man.
And also,
Chair, thank you. I must agree with my colleague what he's saying, but I just wanted to add, my understanding is that this committee, I think, prior to some of our time here, have already been to Uganda. The only two countries they may consider is Uganda and Kenya, and I think this committee has already been there, so that's really not even open for discussion, because they probably would be, or certainly won't send you there. So, but otherwise, I think I want to support that and to facilitate that. We don't need to come here. That's the only option. We leave it to the chair to deal with that and come back and advise us accordingly. Thank you.
Can you then close this discussion today? Thank you very much.
Say that again, I didn't hear you.
Then we now close this discussion.
Mm-hmm.
So we get feedback and
all the
BRICS.
Russia, China,
India.
You can go to India.
Just for information, so.
Russia, China, India, Brazil.
I've never been to India. Except in transit, going to
very safe.
Very safe. In Mumbai.
Even the population is so high.
I just went to Sri Lanka. When I went to Sri Lanka and we connected the
I just wanted to meet Honorable Madison, the HD, that Germany is will be joining the Baltic War.
We'll be joining the BRICS. Matter closed.
That's what on what we have.
Okay.
And then in the future, I think China must be present. Yeah. Unless you think you must change India to China.
To India.
To India. Okay, let's close the discussion. I actually have closed.
Closed again, sir.
And you know, sometimes to be kind. I don't know. Let's allow you to open.
She needs to be a bit stern. No, I think watching her in a parliamentary chamber. She laughs too much and whatever it is not good.
Thank you
very much. She laughs with me too much. And I want to be a parliamentary. She might not create a good image of herself. I don't know how to tell her.
You know, this committee,
the minute.
L-A-N-G-W-I-N-I.
MPLANGWINI.
Adoption. So these minutes are not that
definite limit. So can we go to 87 now?
Maybe what we should perhaps
just concern is whether the other applicants can study the written back to suggest any amendment. And then on the basis of which we may adopt.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, my interpretation and understanding is that this meeting was convened by this committee. And all that should happen here should give a true reflection of what happened, including the attendance of all the different people that were present at that, like we normally do. And that this committee should adopt this report. From my understanding, along with the true reflection of what transpired in that meeting is on this document, with the attendance register of everyone present there, then it should be adopted by this committee. Because it's our document, it was our meeting that we convened. That's my thank you.
Well,
that's
what
Honourable
Member
Governor
said earlier. Let's do things right. Because this has never been an issue and it does look like it's an issue for the first time, can we go back to the drawing board and find out what is the correct way of doing things? I'll give you a scenario. Say you were taken to court for having taken a wrong decision in that way, and they ask for a copy of the minutes. Which minutes are you going to give? This one? Will the court accept the court because we were not alone? Yeah. Okay, I'm trying to show you that we already have to go and find out exactly how are we expected to meet and join the city. I'm not sure. Well, if they say this one, maybe they'll say no, but honorable unit is not. So then Honourable Unit will bring his own copy, and then the other committee also, there are four committees, which will not make sense. So I think, let's go back, but I think the correct one will be the one that reflects the meeting as it's set on that day. Even if we chair, we were co-chairing. Now, I'm giving you a personal example. If the court says I want a document for that meeting, we bring this one, it will not be completed. If you need bring his, it will not be complete. The other chairperson from finance NCOP and it will not be complete. So let's go and find out what doesn't sound correct. It's okay, we are on a sharp learning curve. So let's also allocate the time. Honourable Member Manana?
No, Chair, it's not for the first time that the committee has an issue with other committees. I once raised this in the previous meeting.
Okay.
To say, why are we not mentioning everybody who was present in that meeting? But they said it's sufficient to just name them as they indicated there. That members of the support staff and special committee. But I insisted that people need to be written, those who are present, because they may never know who were the supporting staff from them who were present or not present. But the minute that the court can look at it is this minute. Because the meeting was called by this committee, those other people were attending the meeting of this committee. Is this not so? And then they were having their own meeting. But it is correct to say this committee is supposed to give them the meeting and say these are the meetings on that day. Do you agree with them or not? But I don't think each and every committee can have its own meaning while they were attending this committee. I don't know whether my English is proper and clear.
Okay, I'm here to this debate, meaning as to mean the right thing. So, as long as we can then conclude and don't overlay the message.
chamber.
Thank you very much for educating us with your thought process. It actually scared me, because one of the things is something like that will happen. And minutes are supposed to be a true record of what I find. And I think the minutes should actually not say minutes of the standing commendation of the joint sitting of this committee and this committee and this committee. And everybody who was there should be stated, because some of them have participated in the meeting. So we are actually not showing what they are participating. So your wake up call of the thought was very important. And I think we should record what transpired as it transpired. You mustn't say it's our meeting of the appropriate, it's a joint meeting.
Okay. But still, I think we have sent this,
I'm saying it's not possible that we can be invited to somebody else's meeting and then we go out and write our own meeting. We may record our attendance in our documents that we attended such a meeting and this was the declaration. Not as a meeting, but as a record of our attendance. And so if the other joint committees who were invited to our meeting went out to write their own meeting, I don't know. That might conflict with the meeting that we have here. I don't know whether that is correct. But I also don't want us to speak in a manner that casts aspersion on our secretary, which has served us quite well in terms of supporting our meeting. And to say, but without whether what they have recorded here is going to be collaborated by the other committees who are here. They do not
care. Well, I mean, we don't cast, we're not casting a session. We're saying, for the first time, we have reflected when we are training. We are not sure if we've done things right. And I actually said, honorable member of the government, you said, you know what, this is what Parliament being questioned every day, our working session every day. Means from now on we're going to do things that we are sure that they're correct. So for us to make sure that the way we have, but one thing for sure from my experience, you're not correct, because I was going to ask you adopt these are the two reflections. If the other members who attended are not here, then it's not the two reflections. Because they're not here. So, can we then allow the reflection to go in? And if we find some gaps in our way, then those gaps, they're not for the, it's not like we're doubting you. We want to make sure that the committee produces one thing. We all take a collective responsibility. So we're not doubting you. We just want to make sure how to improve these before, and also the correctness of the way we have set up these meetings. And the fact is, draft meetings of the Standing Committee on Appropriations, when it was not a meeting, it was a joint meeting. That in itself tells us something not right. Because it was a joint meeting. So, what we require is a joint meeting. Honourable Member, are we still
now, Chair, I want to propose that your summary chair to say that let the Secretariat look at the rules and so on and come back and advise us correctly. I think that's the
thank you very much. Shall we then move on to the minutes of the meeting that starts on the 19th at 14 hours? Yes. Page 1, the correction is on
Sanguini.
Any other correction on page 1? None. Page 2?
Yes, Chair, thank you. Last paragraph. The committee also expressed concerns about DAO weaknesses in DAO compliance. It should be committee also expressed concerns about weaknesses in the compliance supply chain policies.
Okay, we remove the about weaknesses, next. We remove the All right, thank you very much for that correction. Can we check that correction? And then page 3. And then page 4.
Sorry, Chair.
Page 3.
Yeah. 3.4.
3.4.
Third line, read from the second line. Prasad alluded to a bloated cost structure as well as excessive administrative and security stuff, which does compromise. I think that needs to be corrected there. So we should just take out the word which compromises the filling of critical technical skills.
Oh, we remove that, which compromises the feeling of. Can we add the essay? Compromise the feeling of.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Uman, for seeing you really, very good.
Okay, 3.5.
Okay, 3.5.
First sentence, that is good. Right? Committee was of a view, although classes later registered as affordable, however, safety was a concern. And perhaps the article could be excluded or taken out there.
We remove, however.
Why is it?
Don't say still means our concern.
No. I should say no.
Yes. Don't say still means.
No, because of however. No, say still means our concern.
Oh,
okay. Well, page 3, honorable member, McLaughlin.
We've already used the word although. We would say that.
Although
cars and metro rail services were affordable, safety was still as your concern, something like that. Because not much though, safety was still.
Yeah, shall we take the input from the honourable member McLaughlin?
Yeah, I'm looking at that.
Yeah,
My apologies, Honorable Chairperson, for going back to 3.1. The second last line on page number 2, it says, with supply chain, that, again in brackets, is what it's going, surely it can't be. So it should actually be supply chain management. And then you can put the head on the back.
Okay. Supply chain?
Either we will take the supply chain, say supply chain management, SCM, or supply chain and then take the M out of brackets, because supply chain, that cannot be the main obligation.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, ma'am. As I say, you must be careful what you wish for, because sometimes you get it. Very first line of the page, ma'am. Regulations which lead to significant irregular expenditure, not to be significant. Remove the word the. And then 3.2. That's 3.1. Very first line, very top line of the page. Regulations which led to the significance. Take out the word the. Then in 3.2 below it, in the fourth line, the word industrialist, the beginning of that line should have an X on the end. It should read black industrialist. The very first line and the fourth line, the first word in the fourth line down on 3.2. Have an S on name. Thank you, Chair.
Something again here. Yeah? 3.4, the fourth line down. The last word is turnaround strategy and in capital letters. And then on the second last line of the same paragraph, turnaround strategy is in lowercase. So we need to be consistent, I believe.
I'm not sure if, and I may be wrong, I'm not sure if one important aspect we're not covering here, that PRASA in this engagement emphasized the challenges that they identified, and I don't know if somewhere where we should talk about that, unless serious attention is paid and addressed those challenges, they're not going to be able to make this turnaround strategy of a clean audit outcome. because they've identified all the challenges that they believe can turn this entire organization. Now, I've read through the audit, but I don't think it's emphasizing, and I would like to give credit to PRASA from what we've met the previous time, that I think they've identified it, they are very positive about what they want to do, but we need to emphasize here that in order for them to achieve that, we need cooperation, people need to come together and work together to address those challenges. And remember, they picked up a whole lot of things there, and they spelled it out to me, they were very sincere about what they told us.
Okay.
Mm.
You want to craft a proposal of what we need to improve? For now, we'll talk about the mission, right? And our mission from what you are doing now. And then, can you craft that, maybe the sentence that you think we should include it, to cover exactly what you said. Unless the second CEO is supported, on the turnaround strategy, this will not be important. Will you ask us after that?
Yes, I think what is important in our engagement with PRASA, what we established that PRASA has clearly identified the challenges, and in order for them to succeed in getting a clean audit outcome and a turnaround strategy for PRASA, then the challenges that they face must be addressed as a matter of urgency. With the different relevant stakeholders, because I think you've got Transnet and you've got this and that and all the others.
Well, thank you for that input. Because it's true, I actually asked whether you find cooperation. And then I asked whether the board, in most cases, the CEO will make mistakes because the board, due to their personal interest, they interfere, and only to find that then that becomes an impediment from the implementation of the turnaround strategy. So now we ask for special thoughts. Thank you very much, Olga. With the amendment, can we get a proposal for adoption of the amendment?
Thank you. I'm just going to go through page number 4, paragraph 6. It says the following decision made or taken by the committee. There's only one, so we rather make that the following decision was taken by the committee.
Yes, Chair, I move for the adoption.
With amendment.
Okay.
Honorable Member Lou, seconding, and Honorable Member Superman are the
leader.
All right, we are now on item number 6, which is building. We must thank you so much for coming. But moving forward, I think what will make a difference is that we come here fully prepared and refresh ourselves on the issues that we will discuss in the following day so that we can make meaningful contributions in our discussions and take sanity and sustainable resolution. That will not be end up in the office. And I want to thank the members. When I say let's all of us be fully prepared, that includes the staff members. Thank you very much. We can thank you.